say February 2nd. The time is 8:37. This is a meeting in the House Special Committee on Fisheries. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Representative Olberg?
Here.
Representative Phillips?
Here.
Representative Moses?
Here.
Representative Nicolai? Representative Davis?
Please note for the record that Representative Nicolai is excused for a family emergency. Today we'll be addressing House Joint Resolution 50, which addresses the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's Comprehensive Rationalization Plan. This draws attention to the importance of our shore-based processing plants that could be hurt by the individual quota fisheries situation that's being considered by the North Pacific Fishery Council. Is there anyone in the public who would like to testify?
I'll testify if you care to.
Mr. Lauber, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Rick Lauber, and I represent Pacific Seafood Processors Association. But more importantly, with this resolution, I'm the chairman of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. To update the committee, on at the last meeting, the January meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which has a comprehensive rationalization, which goes all the way from studying the status quo to various other alternatives, which includes an individual transferable quota system, and also it considered several others, one of them being vessel licensing, and we also have some alternatives that would look at some type of a reward system for clean fisheries, giving a person an opportunity to fish earlier or longer or something of that sort in reward for lower waste and bycatch. In any case, the council, while retaining all of its options to study, directed the staff to place a major emphasis on vessel licensing, putting the individual transferable quota option on a slower track, if you like, because of obviously staff constraints and time and available resources. In doing so, the council was following the recommendation of its advisory panel, which voted 17-2, recommending the council follow that action. That recommendation was, while I don't recall the exact individuals voting, it included, the recommendation included representatives from Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. So it was not, as some press has pointed out, Alaska versus Washington. There was overwhelming support for that, and the reasons, as I understand, the advisory panel used in making the recommendation was that they were concerned about a number of things. One, they felt that the ITQ system was moving rapidly, and that it may be put in place before they have had an opportunity to see how the ITQ system on halibut and sable fish, which the council adopted some time ago but will not be implemented until next year. They wanted to see how that worked and what impacts, positive or negative, it might have on the fisheries. While obviously the halibut and sable fish fishery is not a mirror of crab and ground fish, but at least it would give you some idea of the problems of tracking it, enforcement, and so forth. There were other concerns, I think, that the system was far more complicated, certainly far more complicated than halibut and sable fish, but it is the most complicated, significant individual quota system that would be implemented in the world. both in volume of fish and in value of fish, and probably in numbers of individuals that would affect both the fishermen, processing workers, coastal communities, the various states that are involved, and the nation. So what the council did was decided that also we were informed by our staff as well as the National Marine Fisheries Service that some of the timelines that we expected to be able to implement an individual transferable quota system were probably not realistic, and that it was going to be until maybe 1997, probably 1998 or longer. A number of people used the year 2000 as the earliest date that you could implement an ITQ system. In any case, it was going to be longer than we had originally thought. So we felt that something needed to be done, and that we could probably put in a vessel licensing system more rapidly. Vessel licensing system, I'm not going to say what character it would be, but that's what we have currently in the state of Alaska for salmon and some of our other species, where we call it limited entry. There's in this case, the individuals are licensed, and so you have a limited number of people that are engaged in the fishery. So that's where we stand. However, I still support the resolution because, as I mentioned, the council has not did not vote down ITQs. It's still on their plate of options. And as the legislature knows, what one can do with votes, they can be reversed, and at some future meeting, it's possible that the council could take other action and put ITQs back on the fast track, or as proposed by the National Marine Fisheries Service, they're suggesting that the council put them on a dual track, side by side, and put vessel licensing and ITQs on the same track. So I think that this resolution is important. The impacts of an ITQ system on the state of Alaska would be significant. By the way, the council also voted in its studies that for a community development quota plan, either under ITQs or under vessel licensing, that there would be a set aside, we would study the set aside to a community development program similar to the community development program we have now under the inshore-offshore allocation, which provides 7.5% of the pollock fishery to the coastal communities. Under vessel licensing, of course, there would be no individual quotas, but as I say, even under vessel licensing, we would study removing a percentage, and we're studying a range of high of 15% down to, well, down to zero, but 2 or 3% or something like that, or some range in between that would be set aside for coastal communities in Alaska. I'd be happy to respond to any questions or clarify anything that I said.
Any questions of Mr. Lauber?
We'll come later.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lauber. Anyone else wish to testify?
Motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we move House Draft Resolution Number 50 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? So ordered.
Can I forget my file? I'll be right back.
There will be no meeting on Friday, February 4th. With that, the meeting is adjourned.
Good. All right.
Efficiencies are a middle name, huh?
Yeah.
I see we changed the name from IMQs to ITQs.
Yeah,
we got a little confused.
I appreciate you actually.